Welcome to Daf Yom Yerushalmi. We're holding in Yevamos Daf Yud Zayin in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shlishi, starting Halacha Beis. Zog the Mishnah. Hoiso achas mehem asuro ala echod isur ervo. So we continue the theme. We have two brothers that were married to two sisters, and they both died without children. Now, the problem is each one is a achos zikuko, is a sister of one who is a Yevamah. That's where the problem starts. But if one of them is erva on one of the remaining brothers, let's say Reuben was married to Leah, and Shimon was married to Rachel, and Leah happens to be an erva on Levi, that's the case of the Mishnah. Levi has no problem. He can marry Leah because she's erva. So he can marry Rachel. Hi, Rachel is the sister of Leah. Leah is not a Yevama for Levi. And therefore, it's not an Achos Zikuko. But Yehuda, or he doesn't have Erva, he cannot marry Rachel and Leah because they're both sisters of a Yevama. Isur Mitzvah Isur Gedusha. If the Isur that they have is not a Isur Erva, it's a Isur Mitzvah Gedusha. As we saw this earlier, Isur Mitzvah means that is, at least according to our Mishnayas, is Isur Derabonon. Reza Machlek is a Gemara, but another Pshat, very good. Isur Mitzvah is Derabonon. Isur Gedusha is a Isur of Kehuna, but it's not a Isur of Erva. Chotz of Lom Misyapos, because they're Kedushin or Toifis, and therefore a Chalitza works in that Yibum. Hoy so echoz mehem asura ala echod Isur Erva. Fashni asura al ze Isur Erva. Oh, now the Mishnah brings a case. It seems more complicated, but really is a more simple case than the previous case. So I have Reuven and Shimon, they were married to Leah and Rachel. They both died without children. Leah is erva on Levi, and Rachel is erva on Yehuda. So then it's very good. Everybody's okay. Why? Meaning, Levi cannot marry Leah, but he can marry Rachel. Yehuda can't marry Rachel, but he can marry Leah. Because they it's not two Yevam, it's only one Yevam. That's what they said. If you have a sister who's a Yevama, and that sister is, I mean, a sister of Erva is a Yevama as well, she can do Chalitza Yibam, there's no problem, because the other one is not a Yevama at all. So the Gemara says the Gemara now, the Gemara is going to bring just an example of a case. Reb Chaim explains why we bring the following example. Because we want to mention all the other cases of Arias, it's very simple to find two sisters falling for two brothers, and one of them is Erva, except for his daughter. Why? As we mentioned this a little bit earlier when we started learning, is that you have a problem. The daughter, if she has a sister, it's Bas Ishto, it's the daughter of his wife, because they share a mother. So then you cannot marry that sister. In our Mishnah, it says you can marry the sister, you can't marry the daughter. So what would be the case of a sister who he couldn't marry? So the Gemara goes on to the case, it says the following. Onos Isho. Literal translation means he raped a woman, meaning he had a relationship out of marriage. That's what we need for this. She had a daughter. And he says, so this daughter, we'll call her Leo. She went, so Levi had a relationship with a woman out of marriage. And he had a daughter named Leo. And Leah went and married Reuben, the brother. She has a sister named Rachel. They share the same mother. From a different person. So for him, he's not related to him. It's not his daughter, and it's not his wife's daughter, because she's not, because the woman that he had a relationship with is not married to him. So she has Nesua Loch Vesheni. This sister is married to Shimon. Meaning they both died without children. Meaning Reuven and Shimon are his also a beauty. He can't marry the wife of Reuven, Leah, who is his daughter. But he can marry Rachel, who is the sister of his daughter, because she's not the daughter of his wife. Hadoi, that's the case of Bitoi, by his daughter, that it will be a case that the sisters of Yevama could have Yibum. Usually for the other Arayis, that will not work. Meaning, if with all the rights will be the same, I apologize. But it means if there'll be a regular daughter, not a daughter out of marriage, then it will not work. Now, similarly, the Gemara is going to bring the case by two brothers. Very similar. What will be the case that you have two brothers, that they both have a daughter, but they couldn't marry the sister of the daughter? Exact same case, just from both ends. Onos Isho V'yol Dobas. So Levi had a relationship with a woman out of marriage, and he had a daughter named Leah. Now came Yehuda, and also had a relationship with this woman out of marriage, and they had another daughter named Rachel. So Rachel and Leah share the same mother. Now Leah and Rachel went to marry Reuven and Shimon. Reuven and Shimon are brothers from father. They share the same father, not the same mother. Even though they have only the same father and the same mother. So now Levi can marry Rachel, but he cannot marry Leah because Leah is his daughter. And Yehuda can marry Leah but can't marry Rachel because Rachel is his daughter. That'll be the case. Do you have one woman mutter to one brother and not to the other brother, and they're still sisters? So very good. That was just to come and explain the example of that Mishnah. Halacha Gimel Zok the Mishnah. So the Mishnah continues and says, Shloishoch, you have three brothers. Shnayim mehem nesuim shtei achayos. Two of them are married, two sisters. Or Yisho Bito, or Yisho Bas Bito. Or they married other close relationships that you can marry one with each other. If they're not sisters, it's a mother and a daughter, a mother and a granddaughter, or Yisho Bas Bino, a mother and a granddaughter from her son. So in this case, and they fall the Yibum, meaning they both are married to two brothers die, and now they fall the Yibum, and you can marry both. So the din is, Arei Eilu Choltzois V'loi Misyamois. They can do Chalitza Na Yibum. Why? Because there is a relationship over here. There's a Achoy Zekukosoi, Eim Zekukosoi, Bas Zekukosoi. There's a relationship between the Yevoma and this woman, and Yimele, you can't do Yibum to neither of them. You have to do Chalitza. Reb Shimon Poiter. So now we're introducing here the Kshita Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says, no. Because they have a relationship with the Yevama, there's no Yibum at all. Forget about, not only you don't do Yibum, even Chalitza you're not required to do. Why not? Chalitza you could do if you want to. There's no history to do Chalitza, maybe just a laz, but there's no requirement for Chalitza. Why? Because they are related to each other. If one of them is Asru on one brother Yisrael, very similar to what we had in previous Mishnah. So you have two women, and they're related to each other. And one of them is Erva. So then he has no problem. He can marry the other one. He can marry the sister, the daughter. Isur Mitzur, Isur Kedusha. Similar thing, again, that it's not an Isur of no marriage, of Arias, like the case of a Isur Derabanon, or Isur Vekuhuna. Choltzos of Misyab is back to what we said before. That's considered to be a marriage, so he cannot come and do yibum to either one of these sisters or mother and daughter, because each one of them is related. So he has to do chalitza, not yibum. Reb Shimon Poiter, again the same thing. Reb Shimon says no. The fact that they are related to each other takes away, disqualifies the yibum, and remail there's no din chalitza at all. Explains the Gemara. The Gemara goes into it. Shloish Shachim Shtei Men Masiv Shtei Achaz Echulei Ulo Bay Shmuel Omar Kach Pirshor Rabbi Shaya Avi HaMishnah. Interesting title, Rabbi Shaya, the father of the Mishnah, the one who wrote the Brises, as Rabbi Chaya points out. What did he explain? Rabbi Shimon Poiter is a shniyo min achilitzo min ahibu. Rabbi Shimon that says Poiter is not the first woman, the second one. The first one is required. Why? Because you always go in the sequence of events. The first brother dies, that woman falls the yibum, she is chay be yibum. If you can't do yibum, you do chalitza. Now she has a sister or a daughter or a mother that falls the yibum as well. So now she is not disqualified because she already was obligated chalitza. But the new one, the daughter, the sister, is disqualified because when she falls the yibum, there's a sister already waiting, so she's out. She doesn't need no chalitza, no yibum. Omar Bichron, Chabur is Samaksho, Chabur is asking, what shot? Shloi Olas Aldas Sheyikne Odom Shteachayas Kachas. Meaning, they come to explain the idea of Reb Shimon, that the idea is that you cannot marry two sisters together. Two sisters, you can't marry two together. So, explanation is like this. The Gemara now is saying the Rabbanon, the Chabura of the Bismedish, was questioning whoever argued in Reb Shimon. Rabbanon say you do require chalitza. So why do you require chalitza? What's the reason you need to require chalitza? The reason you require chalitza is l'chur why? Is because you have two women, you can't marry them. You can't marry them, so they're out. It's two sisters. Meaning, they're going with the Shita Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds that Zika is Kekenuso. When you have a woman that falls the Yibum, she's as if she's married. You can't have two sisters together. I can't have two sisters together. I don't have anything here. So they're both going out. Meaning they're coming and arguing. Rabbi Shaya said, and Rabbi Shimon is asking, are they coming to argue? Rabbi Shaya said that Rabbi Shimon holds only Poiter, the second woman that fell, not the first one. Is this arguing? Something one of you Zion with base. Why the second one is Poiter and not the first one? Meaning, all Rabbi Shimon is saying, according to Rabbi Shaya, is the second one who falls the Yibum, it's a sister. So she's disqualified. But the first one, when she fell, there was no sister. So therefore, the first one, there is an obligation of some chalitza to be done. The second one doesn't. So what tamonami there, every time it says the Yerushalmi there, it means in Bavel. Divrei Rabbi Shimon ein ziko nifeles lemokim ziko. The fight, taman is there, which means in Bavel. And Bavel used to say, what's the explanation of Shimon? Ein ziko nifeles lemokim ziko. There's no ziko if you already have a ziko. Meaning, once you have a ziko with one sister, the second sister cannot fall. But the first one, there is. It's really the same idea, just another way to write it. Rabbo b'shem ablozor v'hu sh'ova rubol. He says a little differently. He says, no, not that you say automatically the second sister is disqualified. Only if he did be'ilo with the first sister, so then the second sister is disqualified. But as long as there's no be'ilo, Zika alone doesn't disqualify her. It needs to be a Zika with a be'ilo, with even not supposed to marry one of the sisters, but if he did marry that sister, so then it disqualifies the second one. Says the Gemara, what explains? Hey, Chavito. What will be nafkamino? Kiddush echod minashuk is a shnio. If someone came and did kiddushin to the second sister that fell libum, according to Rabbanon, alibad Reb Shimon, that the second one is disqualified automatically. Kiddushin gemurim. The second one is good kiddushin. I mean, someone, a random person, comes and does kiddushin to this second sister before the brother made a bialah with the first sister. The kiddushin is good kiddushin because the second one is disqualified from being a yavama. Alaydid Reb Elazar kiddushin tluyim. According to Reb Elazar, the kiddushin are waiting to see. According to Reb Elazar, the only time, when is the sister disqualified? Only when the first one does Be'ilah. So you wait and see. If he does Be'ilah, so retroactively the Kiddushin of this random person is Chal. If he didn't do Be'ilah, the Kiddushin is not Chal. So it all depends. So that's one of Kamina between the way Rabbanan explained Reb Shimon and the way Reb Elazar explained Reb Shimon. Says the Gemara, Bar Lashniyo, if you had another enough Kamina. What happens if the brother had a relationship with the second sister? He's not supposed to. The second one is disqualified. She's a Shizach. It's not a B'Yaseva. Why is that a B'Yaseva? Because he's not disqualified. They're both here are Yevamas. Another of Kamino. Mesa Rishon. The first Yevama died. Because the second one went, the minute she fell, she's out. Because according to Reb Elazar, the way he explained Reb Shimon, only if there's Be'ilah, he disqualifies the second one. If not, she's still there. Continues the one, it says that we're going to skip, according to Reb Chaim's gear, so you skip the following line. So we go two lines down, and we say like this. Hoyo l'shnio tzoro. Now this really is almost a repetition, word to word, what we said in yesterday's daf. So let's say the Shnio, second sister, has a tzara. So if this brother had a relationship with one sister, now the other sister has a tzara, so he can marry the tzara of the sister. He can be with the second sister, but he can be with the tzara of the sister. Meaning, this is what the Mishnah says, the person is allowed to marry the sister of a tzara. So in this case, the tzara of Rachel he married, and he married Leah as well. Leah is the tzara, is the sister of the tzara for the tzara that he married. So one second. But how can he marry the tzara? You explain to me why he can marry Leah, even though he's married to the tzara, because she's a sister to the tzara. But how can he marry the tzara? The tzara is the tzara to the sister. And now we learn later that tzara's krivus chalutzos is also a tzara of a kriv of a chalutzos. Kol sheken a tzara kriv of a wife. So I have over here a tzara of the sister. How can he marry her? Exact same answer we had in yesterday's daf. If he wanted to go and marry the Tzora originally, was he allowed to marry the Tzora originally? The din is, yes, of course he could. Once the sister, there's two sisters here in the Tzora, can he marry the Tzora? Yes. So now, Ketchilo Muto B'Soifu Asar, you want to tell him originally he couldn't marry, now he can't? According to you, the Isser Tzora will happen only after death. That doesn't happen. So here, before he married anybody, he can marry the Tzora. So the Tzora is here for Yibum. Now he marries the sister, one of the sisters. He wants to marry the Tzora. The other sister say no, nine becomes also. So the Isser became after. So Isser of Tzora never comes after death. Exact same idea we say yesterday's daf. Says the Gemara, Machlofa Shitas Sedei Rav Shimon. Chura, Rav Shimon is contradicting himself. Tamanu Amar, Miyabim Leize Shiyirtso, Vecholetz Lashniyo, Vehocho Hu Amar Hachin. So we're going to see, it goes like this. The case of the Mishnah that we're talking about three brothers that are married. One of them died, and the second one did a Maimer. Maimer is Kiddushin, which we'll see later in discussion, is that a full, not a full marriage. And then now he dies. So now, this person, he has a Yevoma, he has his own wife, and he has another one who is half married to him. So the din is already Choltzois Velov Yisavois, and here you have Zik of two Yevomi, it's a problem over here, so you do only Chalitza, and you don't do Yibum. That's what it says over there. Comes up Shimon and says, no. Shimon holds that Maimer, it's either Maimer is a full marriage, or it's nothing. That's what Shimon learns. So Shimon says, Miyabim Leiz Hashiyit, so Vecholetz Hashniyah. Why? If it's a full marriage, great. So they're both married to the same person. If it's not a full marriage, they're completely separated. It's not like a combination of two. So the Gemara, V'ocho Amarachin, it's a steer to here. Here, Shimon said the Zika is considered to be married. So how can he say over there that if the Maimer doesn't work, she's not married? She is married. She's married with a Zika. You hold that Zika makes a marriage. So why do you need the Maimer? Without the Maimer, she's married. So Omar Zira ad Onotamon, while I was in Bovel, Shemina Taimu. As I heard the reasoning. Talmon Zika Shnei Yevomim. Eina Zika. There is Zika of two Yevomim. And that's what's not a Zika. Skipping the next line. Pramocho Zika Yevom Echod Vein Zika Neferes Lomokom Zika. So the answer is Pashat. There we're talking about is there's two brothers. Right? You have over here two separate brothers. Meaning you have two different Yevomis. You have two Yevomis falling from two different houses. There you don't say Zika. Because when you have two, what's the case over there? One brother died. Now he has two brothers. Brother number two did a Maimer. So you have over here a Zika to two different brothers. You want to say, 1 second, he's already married to the other one because of Zika? No, he's not married to them because of Zika. Because Zika doesn't create a marriage if you have two brothers. What is Zika? Zika means there's some responsibility between the Yavam and the Yavama. You have a responsibility between the Yavam and the Yavama only if the Yavam and the Yavama, there's only one Yavam, I'm responsible to marry you. But if there's two Yavams, how do you know? That's what Gemara says. When you have two Yavams, you don't say Zika Keknuso. That's what you answer, Abshim.
Even according to...
According to Abshim, the Zika Keknuso, the Zika makes you married only when it's not when one Yavam, not second Yavam. Omar Matio, Ma'ich B'lachayas Gebei Nochias. Why are you bringing a question from Achayas to Nochias? Meaning, our case over here is that they're sisters to each other. They're sisters to each other. The question is, maybe the Zika over here causes this relationship. They're not sisters. There was one doing a Maimer, one doing Yibum. Their Zika won't interfere. I'm not saying Zika is only a problem when it's a problem of sisters. If it's not a problem of sisters, I'm not considering Zika. So what do you even mean a question from there? It says, if you want to ask, we can ask the following question. Tani Tamon, Divrei Rav Shimon, Shteim Asuris. Rav Shimon speaks about the Shteim Asuris. Yeah, the case over there is like this. You have two brothers, one of them died, and then you have another brother that was born, right? That's the case that we saw earlier. That's Eishes Ochiv Shiloy Oyoboy Lomoy. That case. Now the question is, if he was born after the marriage, Rav Shimon says he couldn't marry her. What happens if he was born after a Maimer? Then, the din is, it says over there, Shteim Asuris. They're both Asur. Now the Gemara is asking, if you hold that Zika is keknuso, so the Zika should make her married. Now here, it's a little harder to say on Rav Shimon, and in Rav Chaim explains it. But the way Korban Eidah says very clear, there is only one brother. One brother died, and there is only one brother alive. That brother is considered to be married to her because of Zika. Now a new brother is married. He was born after she's already married. Elamai, you want to tell me Zika is not considered to be married. So that's the chorus theory of Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon by his whole the Zika, when you have only one Yavam, Zika is considered to be married. And there you see that Zika is not considered to be married. How do you know that? Because he wants to consider it to be Achiv Shalabai Lam if it was only a Maimer. Forget about the Maimer. The Zika should make her married. Because according to Rav Shimon, Zika, the chorus should be Kikruso. So like what it says, is a steer in Rav Shimon, is Zika considered to be married or not considered to be married. With this, we conclude Yushalmi Yavam is Daf Yud Zayin.